auspicious day of the year for the devotees of Radha and Krishna, the appearance day of Srimati Radharani. Shubhananandani ki jai, Vrindavaneshwari ki jai. Srila Prabhupada, throughout the years of preaching in ISKCON, he had often made some very wonderful and sweet quotations about Srimati Radharani. We've collected some of those quotations, and based on the quotations of Srila Prabhupada, we would like to discuss some of the wonderful aspects of Srimati Radharani. Prabhupada said that Vrindavan, the purpose of coming to Vrindavan, why do we come to Vrindavan? Prabhupada said the purpose of coming to Vrindavan is to take shelter of Srimati Radharani. To take shelter of Srimati Radharani. What does it mean to take shelter of Srimati Radharani? It means that we take shelter of her name, we take shelter of her form, we take shelter of her qualities, her karuna, her compassion, we take shelter of her pastimes, and we take shelter of her land, the holy Dhamma Vrindavan. Vrindavan. This is the kingdom of Radharani. This is the kingdom of bhakti. And in this kingdom of bhakti, in this kingdom of Srimati Radharani, all of these things are supreme. So we want to glorify these different aspects of Srimati Radharani and understand how much we have to take shelter of these features of Srimati Radharani. We've come to Vrindavan for one day, or for one week, or for one month, or for 5 years or 10 years. But actually every devotee all around the world is supposed to go to Vrindavan. That is the goal of life, to go to Vrindavan, to live in Vrindavan, under the shelter of Srimati Radharani, in the divine service of Srimati Radharani, in the kingdom of Srimati Radharani, Brajadham. So this is the expansion of Radharani's holy Dham in this world, for all of us to take advantage, for all of us to prepare ourselves for that entrance into that divine kingdom of pure love, divine kingdom of prema bhakti, love of Radha and Krishna. So we have to prepare ourselves by taking full shelter of Srimati Radharani and Shamsundar, their divine names, form, qualities, pastimes, devotees. So, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's a nice verse in Adi Lila. If you want to read about the glories of Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Charitamrita is very wonderful. Adi Lila chapter 4, Anti Lila, Madhya Lila chapter 8, Ramananda Sambhag, many, many discussions about the glories and qualities of Srimati Radharani. Krishnas Kaviraj begins by discussing the names of Srimati Radharani. Of course, also in other books by the Goswamis, they glorify Radharani's names. So many names are there. In Stavamala by Rupa Goswami, he begins Stavamala by so many prayers to Radharani, glorifying her names. Lord Shiva has written an entire prayer, the Radha Sahasranam, the thousand names of Radharani. Prema Pradayate, one who gives prema. Kartik Devita, she's the presiding goddess of the month of Kartik. So many names, thousands of names of Radharani. So Krishna's Kaviraj explains in Adi Lila, chapter 4, verse 82. Govinda Nandini Radha, Govinda Mohini, Govinda Sarvaswa, Sarvakanta Shiromani. These are very wonderful names of Radharani. Govinda Nandini. She is the one who gives Ananda, pleasure to Govinda. Govinda Nandini. And she is the Govinda Mohini. Everyone is bewildered by lust and Cupid in this world. Madan Mohan, Moha. Mohan means bewilderment, confusion, illusion, ignorance, disappointment. This is the function of Cupid in this world. A Krishna is known as Madan Mohan. He bewilders even Cupid. A Krishna himself becomes bewildered by someone else. Srimati Radharani bewilders Krishna. So she's known as Govinda Mohini. That person who attracts everyone's senses, and that person who satisfies the senses of everyone with transcendental nectar, of his form and qualities and pastimes, who is Govinda, who gives pleasure to the gopis and pleasure to everyone. He becomes bewildered by Srimati Radharani, so her name is Govinda Mohini. She can bewilder him. In fact, Krishna, sometimes, when he just sees Radharani passing by in the pathway, he becomes so bewildered by her enchanting and beautiful form that his flute drops from his hand and his crown falls off his head and his peacock feather falls helplessly on the ground of Vrindavan. He's unaware of it. And he continues to play the flute, but there's no flute. He's walking like this and he's blowing into his flute, but there's no flute. The flute is on the ground at the feet of Radharani, Govinda Mohini. And he's walking along and his coward boys are making fun of him. You're blowing, but there's nothing coming out. So this is Govinda Mohini. And then Govinda Sarvasva Sarvakanta Shiromani. Shiromani. Shira means the head and mani means jewel. The jewel on the head, the crest jewel. This is Radharani. She is the Govinda Sarvasva. She is the everything. She is everything for Govinda. Krishna lives for Radharani. He breathes for Radharani. He serves Radharani. Govinda Sarvasva. Then, Sarva Kanta Shiromani. Kanta means the lovers. There's thousands and millions of lovers of Krishna. Skanda Puran explains in Rasa Dance there's millions of gopis. Even it says billions. 3 billion gopis in the Rasa Dance. But when Radharani left, when that one gopi left, the Sarva Kanta Shiromani, the crest jewel of all the kantas. Kanta means the lovers. The intimate lovers of the Lord, the Sarvakantas. When one left, he didn't care about the 3 billion other gopis. Krishna was crying in the Nikunj, on the banks of Jamuna, in Sevakunj, near Imlitala. He was crying in separation from Sarvakanta Shiromani, from Radharani. Where is my Radharani? Hey Radhe, Vrajadevike. So in that mood of crying, Lord Chaitanya came to cry. And the Goswamis came in that same mood to cry. They came to cry for Krishna, cry for Radha. Krishna himself is crying for Radharani. She is Sarvakanta Shiromani. She is the crest jewel of all his lovers. And then he goes on to explain, Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmayi Mayi Sarva Kanti San Mohini Para. The transcendental goddess, Srimati Radharani, is a direct counterpart of Lord Krishna. Devi Krishna Mayi. She is a central figure for the goddess of fortune. She possesses all the attractiveness to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. Radharani is the primeval internal potency of the Lord. Then Kaviraj explains each word to glorify Srimati Radharani. These are her names. He says Devi, because the verse is Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta. Devi means very beautiful. Radharani is very beautiful. And she's resplendent, she's effulgent and radiant and transcendental. Or it can also mean the lovely abode of worship and love sports of Krishna. She's the very abode when Krishna wants to enjoy or he wants to play, he wants to go to Vrindavan. But Vrindavan is simply the energy of Srimati Radharani. Krishna wants to enjoy. So Balaram expands the holy dham to provide the facility for Radharani to offer her love to Krishna. Vrindavan is simply the love offering of Radharani to Krishna. Every leaf in Vrindavan is assisting Radharani in her glorification of Krishna. There's one shloka in the Brijvasa language. It explains how this every particle of dust in Vrindavan, every leaf on every tree, is simply assisting Radharani in glorifying Krishna. Because Radharani is always glorifying Krishna's name. And Krishna is always glorifying Radha's name. So it's explained, Dara Dara Ora Patapai, Shri Radhe Radhe Hoy. In Vrindavan, every patra, every leaf is chanting Radhe, 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 Radhe. So that's why sometimes you hear on the loudspeakers in different ashrams or temples, Radhe, 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 Jai, 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 Shri Radhe. You say, oh, it's so loud, why don't they turn that down? I can't sleep all night long. But actually, if we had the ability, if we had the adhikar, we would hear every single leaf. We could hear that every leaf in Vrindavan is chanting Radhe, 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 Radhe. So if you don't like the name of Radharani, then Vrindavan is not the place for you. Because Radharani, this Vrindavan is made of Radharani's name. Because Krishna loves that name so much. That is his favorite name. So Vrindavan has expanded. It's the expanded desire of Radharani to serve Krishna, and everything is vibrating with the name he loves the most, Radhe. And he explains that Radharani is Krishnamayi. Krishnamayi means full of Krishna, completely full and saturated with the Mayi, or the energy of Krishna. This is Radharani. So we're coming in a line of Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught this Radha Bhav, Radha Dasyam. We must become servants of Radharani, full of the Bhav of Radharani, full of the selfless, pure, dedicated love that she has. She doesn't have any other desire, from head to toe, from inside to outside. Every part of her mind, every thought in her mind, every desire and feeling in her heart is Krishnamayi, full of Krishna. How will Krishna be pleased? How will he be satisfied? Because she's so absorbed in this way, no one else can compare with her. She's a Shiromani. She's above everyone else, every gopi. They're all learning from her. She's teaching them. And they ask her, how did you learn all the arts? She's Kalavati. Kalavati means one who is the master of all the arts. And the gopis are saying, how did you learn? Ordinarily, people go to the Gandharvas, they learn from some guru or some music teacher or some Gitacharya or someone. But you know all the arts perfectly. All 64 arts, how to dance, how to sing, how to cook, how to dress, how to speak, how to write poetry, how to write letters. So many arts, decorating the face and painting and all so many things. And you know them so expertly that we beg you and we plead with you to please teach us and show us how. Because when Krishna hears your singing, he forgets about our singing. And when he hears your playing of the veena, he forgets about our playing of the veena. He runs away. As soon as you just pluck a few notes on your veena, he leaves our kunj. Krishna may be with some other gopi, Changavali or some other gopi. But when Radharani is passing by or she plays or she sings, immediately Krishna runs there. Because Radharani is Krishnamayi. She's full of Krishna. So coming in that line, devotees are supposed to become Krishnamayi. That same mood of Radharani. That's Radha Bhav. Full of the mood of loving Krishna, dedicating everything to Krishna, always thinking of him. Krishnamayi. Means one who's within and without are Krishna. She sees Krishna wherever she casts her glance. Or she is identical with Lord Krishna. For she embodies the mellow of love. The energy of Lord Krishna is identical with him. Then Krishna Vancha Putri Rupa Kare Aradhane Ateva Radhika Nam Purane Vakyan. Radharani's worship, Aradhana, consists of fulfilling the desires of Lord Krishna. Therefore, in the Puranas they call her Radhika. Radhika. Radhika means one who fulfills all the desires of Krishna. In such a wonderful way. And when it's Radha, it has one level of meaning, but Radhika means more. Because that suffix, that ka, that means she's completely fulfilling, completely worshipping. In a very intimate way, Radhika. The name Radha, Prabhupada said, is derived from the root word Aradhana, which means worship. The personality who excels everyone else in worshipping Krishna, may therefore be called Radhika, the greatest servitor. Then Krishna's Kaviraj quotes the Bhagavatam verse where Radharani's name is mentioned. Anaya Radhito Nunam Bhagavan Hari Ishvaraha Yanno Vihaya Govinda Pito Yam Anayad Raha. Truly the personality of God that has been worshipped by her. These are the gopis who are speaking. The Acharya is actually explaining which gopi spoke this verse. Seems that it's the opposing party because they feel some sadness in this. Today, the personality of God, it has been worshipped by her. By her. Therefore, Lord Govinda, being pleased, has brought her to a lonely place, leaving us all behind. Prito yam manayad raha. Raha means secret place. Bhajan rahasyam. Secret place. Then he explains, why is she Paramadevata? Radha is Paramadevata, the supreme goddess, and she is worshipable for everyone. She's the supreme goddess, and she's a protectress of all. Ateva sarva puja Paramadevata, sarva palika, palika. Pal, like Gopal, means protector of the cows. Krishna protects the cows, he's Gopal. But Radharani is sarva palika. She protects everyone. The cows, Krishna, everyone is protected by Radharani. That is her compassionate nature. Everyone can be protected by Radharani's mercy. That is why Mahaprabhu has come. Prabhupada says you take shelter of Gauranga and you take shelter of Lord Nityananda and you'll never fall under the waves of Maya. So this is the compassionate expression of Radharani for us, is the name of Gauranga and the mercy of Gauranga. Because she is the Sarva Palika. She is, Prabhupada of course gave this name Palika to one of his disciples, the early disciples Palika. She's the protectress of all. And she's the Sarva Jagatera Mata. She's the mother of the entire universe. Sometimes devotees ask a question, how is it when Srila Prabhupada is giving us the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra, he mentions this concept of mother? Because Radharani is in Madhurya Bhav. Of course, Madhurya includes Vatsalya, the tender affection and mood of protection of the mother and father, parents. But Prabhupada translates it, oh, is it Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare? Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So it's Hare means, oh Hare, oh energy of the Lord, oh Mother Hara. Prabhupada says, oh Mother Hara. So he's Prabhupada says, we're approaching Radharani's, oh Mother Hara, please engage me in a service of Krishna. So sometimes devotees ask, how is it that Radharani is Mother Hara? She's the Nagari. She's the Nagari. She's the paramour lover of Krishna. She's the Swakya lover. How is it that she becomes the mother? So this verse is also from the Tantras, which has been commented by Krishna's Kaviraj. He says that she's the mother of the universe. She's the Jagannatha. And Prabhupada uses the same term in one lecture also. He says, today is Radhastami, and we should offer one prayer. We'll read that prayer. And in that prayer, Prabhupada mentions this term, Jagannatha. Oh Radharani, oh Jagannatha, oh mother of the universe. Because she's the mother. The mother nourishes. What does the mother do? The mother protects. The mother nourishes. The mother gives love. When the father is hard, the mother is soft. Isn't it? If you go to the father and he says no, then you go to the mother, she always says yes. So Radharani, she is soft. She is this mood of, she is nourishing our devotion, our love for Krishna. She is protecting our devotion and love for Krishna. And she is the soft, tender-hearted side of Krishna. So we file our petition there. We approach her for service, not Krishna. If you approach Krishna for service, you have to be completely pure. And he won't listen to your petition. But Radharani is so compassionate that she comes down to accept the service of the living entities as Mahaprabhu. She comes. Krishna says he wants to taste something. Wants to taste her bhava and her love. So he comes as Gauranga with her color, her kanti, her effulgence. But Radharani says, I want to also go. I want to go, but I want to go for another purpose. I want to go to give my love. I want to give your love to the conditioned souls. So she comes with a desire, a compassion, to express her compassion for the conditioned soul. She comes as Gauranga. So this is the soft-hearted, the soft side of Krishna is Radha. So our petition is there. Oh, Radharani, oh, please engage me in your service. And this is our perfection. This is our aspiration. This is our fortune. This is our chance to ever attain a service of Krishna's by attaining the service of Radharani. And then Radharani again comes before each individual soul to take them by the hand and to accept their service. She comes as Sri Guru. Sri Guru. The Guru of Sri. The Guru. The representative of Srimati Radharani. As Prabhupada mentions in Chaitanya Charitamrita, one purport, spiritual master is a representative of Nittai, of Nityananda and Srimati Radharani. So, so much compassion she expresses in wave after wave after wave. So our service petition is filed at her door, just as we'll hear one petition that Krishna also filed his service petition at her door. We'll hear one pastime about that. So she's mother in this regard. Nourishing. Saying yes when the father says no. If we go straight to Krishna, want to serve, he'll say no. You're not qualified. You don't have adhikar. But if you go to Gauranga or to Radharani, oh Radharani. In fact, she even says, if anyone comes to my land, if anyone comes to my kingdom and chants Radhe Radhe, I will listen to them. In fact, I will not only listen to them, but Krishna will run to that person and say, why are you chanting? Just like if you go outside the palace, the king, there's one story actually, that one man, he wanted to have audience of the king. So he went outside the wall of the king's palace, and he was chanting the glories of the king. Oh, the king is so great, the king is so great. And the king hears this all the time by thousands of panegyrists. and troubadours and musicians and bards, and they come and they sing his glories. They wake him up with his glories. This is how a king is welcomed up. They come into his royal chambers and they play Shanai and they sing the glories of the king's lineage and everything. Well, he's quite bored with it all. So this man is outside singing the glories of the king. And someone, after some weeks, nothing is happening. So someone says, look, why don't you glorify the queen and maybe something will happen. So then he starts speaking about the queen. And immediately, within 5 minutes, the king was out. What's he saying? What's he saying about my wife? What's he saying about the queen? Is she faithful? Is she chaste? What's he saying? What's the scoop? What's the news? What's the secret? Call him in here. Why is he talking about my queen? So within 5 minutes, he got audience with the king. So this is the secret of Vrindavan, the secret of bhakti. You want Krishna bhakti? If you want Krishna bhakti, you must have Radha bhakti. If you want to get Krishna's service, you must get the service of Radharani. So you can attract Krishna very easily by this chanting of Radharani's name. And we're doing it. Hare means Radhe. Hare, Radhe, 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 Hare, 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 Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. But are we doing it with heart? Are we chanting with mind applied and heart offered at the altar of surrender at the lotus feet of Radharani? Our mind is flying with the space cadets in the outer orbits, and our heart is in a cesspool of material desire. That's our chanting. But our mind is supposed to be flying like a dove of surrender, like a white swan of surrender, flying towards the form of the Lord, towards the feet of Radharani, towards the feet of Krishna, towards our pastimes. Our mind is to fly there like a white swan or a peaceful dove. And our heart is meant to be immersed there in the dust of Vrindavan, in a mood of humility. Like Prabhupada told us, repeating what Lord Chaitanya told us, Trinada Bhisuni Chena Turari Vasahishana Amani Namani Dina Kirtaniya Sadahari. This is Hare. This is Hare. Mind and heart offered in that way. This is proper chanting. And then one will see that Hare is Radhe. First we chant Radharani's name, not Krishna, except in some special cases. When Prabhupada went to Chicago, he named the deities Kishore Kishori. Kishori. Kishore Radhe, Kishore Radhe. And then the devotee said, Prabhupada, everywhere Radharani's first. Radha Krishna, Radha Madhav, Radha Sham, Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, Radha Giridhari, Radha Bhakti Bihari, Radhe. But here, first Kishore is there. But then Kishori, how is that? Well, it seems something different. Kishore Kishori. Prabhupada said, yes. We save the best for last. We save the best for last. Kishori is the best. She is the topmost. We save her for last. So this first name we chant in the Radha Krishna Yuga mantra, the Hare Krishna Maha mantra, if I want to speak esoterically, we can say the Radha Krishna Yuga mantra. Right? We say Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I'm chanting the Maha Mantra. Oh, Maha Mantra, very nice. But it's Radha Krishna. It's Radha Madhav Yuga Mantra. Yuga means one, union, yoga, Madhurya Bhav. So first we put our petition at the lotus feet of Radharani. Hare! Oh, Hare! Oh, my mother! Oh, Radharani! Whatever, somehow fix in Radharani. Then she carries you where? To Krishna. Hare, then Krishna. But if you have no relationship with Hare, you'll never have a relationship with Krishna. So therefore, the first point is become a servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Radharani. And this is the teaching of Gaudiya Sampradaya, Radha Dasyam. Begins with the first day that when you come in a temple as a bhakta. You chant Hare Krishna. Oh, why do we chant Hare first? Because that's the beginning. That is everything, ultimately. So this is some of the glories of Srimati Radharani's name. Sarva Lakshmi, she's the original source. She's the Adi Lakshmi or the Adi Shri, the original source of all the goddesses of fortune. They're all expanded from Radharani, from the gopis. Gopis expand as Kaya Vyuha directly from her body. And from them expand the queens of Dwarka, Dwarka Mahishis, and then the Vaikuntha queens of Vaikuntha, the Lakshmis. But originally they all come from Radharani, Sarva Lakshmi. Or Sarva Lakshmi means, Sarva means all and Lakshmi means fortune. Opulence is Bhaga. He says that she fully represents the six opulences of Krishna. Why does Krishna have beauty? Because of the presence of Radharani, he brings out her beauty. So he is so beautiful. That's one of his Sadeshwarya, what is it? Sadeshwarya Shuta Shribir, Aishwaryasya Samagrasya, Viryasya Yashashatriya. Krishna has six opulences, but why does he have six opulences? Or six powerful attracting forces? Because of the presence of Radharani. Without Radharani, Krishna becomes ugly. He has no beauty. His beauty comes because he looks at her and becomes beautiful. She gives him his beauty. And then his wealth. What is his wealth? What is real wealth? Ramananda Roy, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, he said, who is a wealthy man? Who is a Dhani? Who is a Dhanpati? Who is a Kurapati? Birla? Tata? Ramananda Roy said, one who has Radha Krishna Prema, he is a wealthy man. One who has pure love for Radha and Krishna. So Krishna is the wealthiest man. He's the wealthiest Purusha. That is one of his Aishvaryas, Sadaishvarya Purna. But where does he get his wealth from? And what is his wealth? His wealth is Prema, which he gets from Krishna Prema Mayi. He gets from Radharani. Radharani gives him his Prema, gives him his wealth. And then beauty and fame. Why is he famous? Why is Krishna famous? Because he's connected with Radharani. It's Radha Govinda, Radha Madhav. So he gets his fame from his association with Radharani. She is giving him. So therefore she's Sarva Lakshmi. She's the source of all the opulences. She represents the six opulences. Sarva Kanti indicates that all beauty and luster rest in her body. Kanti. And all the Lakshmis derive their beauty from her. Kanti may also mean that she fulfills all the desires of Krishna, Sarva Kanti. All the desires of Krishna rest in Srimati Radharani. So therefore, because Radharani or Radhika fulfills all the desires of Krishna, she's known as Sarva Kanti. Krishna enchants the world, but Radharani enchants him. Therefore, she is the supreme goddess of all. Jagat Mohan Krishna, Tanhara Mohini, Ateva Samastera, Para Thakurani. Radharani is a Thakurani. Radharani Thakurani. Krishna is a Thakur, but he's a Thakurani. We see in this one pastime that Krishna becomes the chokidar, he becomes the protector, carries a shield and a sword to protect Radharani, becomes her servant of the queen. And then Radha Gokulananda, different temples in Vrindavan, they celebrate this pastime by dressing the deities like that. You can read something about the beauty of Radharani, her beautiful form. Prabhupada makes one quote. He says that, this is from one lecture, he says if one is attracted by the beauty of Srimati Radharani, then he's no longer attracted by the beauty of this material world. He says Radha and Krishna are so beautiful that if one can be attracted by their beauty, he says Radha and Krishna, and then he says if one can be attracted by the beauty of Srimati Radharani, then he can give up all his attraction to the material energy. And then he cites the example from Mukundamala Sotra, Jamuna Charya. When one is attracted by the transcendental beauty of Radha and Krishna, he is no longer attracted by feminine beauty or masculine beauty. That is the special significance of Radha and Krishna worship. That is testified to by Yamunacharya, who said, since I have become attracted by the beauty of Radha and Krishna, when there is attraction for woman or the memory of sex life with woman, I at once spit on the thought and turn my face in disgust. That's his quote. That's in Mukundamala Stotra. When we are attracted by Madan Mohan and the beauty of Krishna and his consorts, then the shackles of conditioned life, namely the beauty of a material woman or man, cannot attract us. So the beauty of Radharani is described in various shastras, specifically in the Radha Krishna Ganesh Deepika, and there's some could be a little bit. Srimati Radharani is 15 years old and full of the luster of youth. She is expert in all the 64 fine arts, and her transcendental form is like an ocean of nectar. Radha's splendid bodily luster is like molten gold or stationary lightning. She wears wonderfully beautiful blue garments, the color of a monsoon cloud. And she's decorated with wonderful pearl necklaces and flower garlands. Gandharvika is very beautiful. has long, nicely braided black hair. Actually, he's explained in Radharas Sudaniti by Prabodhananda Saraswati that Radharani's hair is black with a bluish tint. As explained, because her mind, she's always thinking of Shyam Sundar. She's always, as we said, she's Krishna Mayi. She's full of Krishna. She's always thinking of Krishna, desiring Krishna, serving Krishna. Because she's always thinking of Krishna in her mind and her thoughts, her hair comes out the color of Krishna. The color of her thoughts is the color of her hair. Her hair, her thoughts are colored with Sham. Sham, Sham, Sham. Sham Icha, Icha Sham. She's always desiring Sham. So her hair comes out of her head the same color as her thoughts. Her thoughts are colored with Sham. So her hair comes out blackish with a bluish tint. Now Krishna's hair is described as also blackish, Sham color, blue, but it has a reddish tint. If you see ladies or gentlemen with black hair, some has a reddish tint and some has a bluish tint. So Krishna's hair is blackish with a reddish tint. And what is that reddish tint? That is his anurag. That is the intensity of the love of his heart. The affection and attachment he has for Srimati Radharani is coming out of his heart and out of his hair into his hair and giving his hair a reddish tint. This is described by Prabodhananda Saraswati. Of course, they see this. This is their vision. So, Radharani's hair is very beautiful. That's why Krishna is also called Keshava. Kesha means very beautiful hair, Kesh. Radha's splendid forehead is decorated with the red pigment, Sindura, and with the beautiful locks of her curling hair. She's decorated with blue bangles. And Radha's arms have defeated Cupid's staff in their beauty. Decorated with black cudgel or mascara, Radhika's expanded lotus eyes are the most beautiful in all the three planetary systems. If you ever see the eyes of a deer, Mrigakshi, just like in South India, there's a temple, Meenakshi. Meenakshi is a temple of Durga or Parvati. Meena means fish, means fish eyes. But her eyes are Mrigakshi. This is in Vilap Kusumanjali. Das Goswami describes Radharani's Omrigakshi, Ovarohu, Varoru, different names for Radharani. So his Omrigakshi means, oh, you have eyes like a deer. So what is the nature of a deer's eyes? If you go to Mayapur, you'll see we have our deer park. So ordinarily, we're not too fond of seeing caged animals. We'd rather see them free. But at least it gives us a nice opportunity to meditate on the eyes of the gopis. Because they're often described as Mrigakshi, or the doe-eyed gopis. Or the lotus petal eyes, or the doe-eyed gopis. So that what are the nature of a doe's eyes? They're very wide. And another, the most important characteristic of a deer's eyes is they're always moist. They're always very wet. So the gopi's eyes are also moist with the prema ashru, with the tears of love. And Radharani's eyes are always moist like the eyes of a deer. So they're very gentle. A doe's eyes are very gentle. And it, just to see those eyes, it's very nice. Radhika's nose is as beautiful as a sesame flower. And the tip of her nose is decorated with a beautiful pearl inset with gold and various jewels and gems. She's anointed with various perfumes. And she's splendidly beautiful. Radha's ears are decorated with wonderful earrings. And her nectarine lips defeat red lotus flowers in color. Generally, the women or ladies will wear some lipstick to give some color to their lips, at least, you know, in the Western world. They're here also. But Radharani's lips are naturally red. They're like there's a flower, Bandhu Jiva flower, which is a very red color, or it's red lotus petals. Her lips are automatically like that, very red and very attractive, beautiful. Because again, they're reflecting the anurag, or the intense love of her heart for Krishna. Radharani's teeth are like a row of pearls, and her tongue is very beautiful, and described to be like a leaf, very like a leaf in shape. He's decorated with a smile. Radharani is decorated with a smile of pure love for Krishna. You take one of these qualities, one of these descriptions of Radharani's beauty, and you try to think about it. What does it mean to be decorated with a smile of pure love for Krishna? I mean, just can you look in the mirror and say, well, what? Let me try to smile like the decorated with a smile of pure love for Krishna. Did we ever see such a smile in our life? Do we ever see the smile of pure love for Krishna? Yes, we see every day. When you see the smiling face of Radhika here in Vrindavan, you're seeing the Radharani decorated with the beautiful smile of pure love for Krishna. Or if you see the smile of Srila Prabhupada, when Sally Agrawal in Butler, Pennsylvania, when she saw his smile, she said, his smile was oceanic. His smile was oceanic. It seemed to take, it was like as big as the ocean. He smiled. So Prabhupada's smile was very beautiful. Because his face was decorated with the smile of pure love for Krishna. Because Prabhupada was a pure devotee of Radharani. Every single day of Prabhupada's life, Prabhupada's father, Gaura Mohan Day, he prayed to every single sadhu. Please, you bless my son, that he becomes a pure devotee of Radharani. Every day, every single sadhu, not one or two or three, but four sadhus every day came to Prabhupada's house. And Gaura Mohan Day, he said, please, you give your ashirvad, you give your blessings, that my son becomes a pure devotee of the Lord. And when Prabhupada went to New York on the boat, he wrote one Bengali bhajan to glorify Radha Damodar. That's in the front of Gita Gan, Prabhupada's versified Bhagavad Gita in Bengali. And there, of course, he glorifies. He said, oh, my Lord Radha Damodar, I am so far from you, but you are the Lords of my heart. And then he wrote another prayer in Boston. And he said, my brothers, listen. Oh, brothers. He's looking at America, and he's looking at all these conditioned souls in Boston and Tawako and New York and every other place over there. And he's saying, oh, my brothers, I want to declare it to you emphatically that if you want to attain the mercy of Krishna, that first and foremost, you must surrender to and attain the mercy of Srimati Radhika. This is in this prayer, Markin Bhagavat Dharma. He writes in Bengali, you must, he's saying, emphatically, with great emphasis and without a doubt, you must put your petition there. So Prabhupada's first message to the residents of America, and means the Western world, was become servants of Radharani. I mean, that's one way of looking at it. I declare to you emphatically, if you want to attain the service of Krishna, it's there, Prabhupada's first thing he spoke. So Radharani's face is decorated with the smile of pure love for Krishna. And her face is as beautiful and as splendorous as millions and millions of full moons. The beauty of Radhika's chin has defeated and bewildered Cupid. It's explained in another place by Das Goswami that Radhika's chin looks like a golden lotus petal. A golden lotus petal with a bumblebee sitting on it. Her chin looks like a golden lotus petal with a black bumblebee sitting on it. That black bumblebee are the musk drops, Kasturi Bindu. Her chin, Radharani's chin, is decorated with some black drops of musk. We say Kasturi or musk in English, Kasturi. It's a very wonderful, fragrant, and exotic smell coming from the musk ox. And when Radharani, that drop on her chin simply intoxicates Krishna and drives him completely mad. That's why it says that this chin of Radharani bewilders even Cupid himself. So Krishna becomes mesmerized just to see those drops of musk on Radharani's beautiful chin. Bearing all the marks of wonderful beauty, Radharani's neck is ornamented with a string of pearls. Radha's neck, back, and sides are enchantingly gorgeous. Radhika's breasts are like splendid golden water pots covered by a bodas decorated with a pearl necklace. Radharani's beautiful and enchanting arms are decorated with jeweled armlets and bracelets. Radha's hands are two red lotus flowers, illuminated by the series of moons that are her fingernails. Actually, it's explained elsewhere that she wears a signet ring. A signet ring means it's a ring that has a name on it. Srila Prabhupada was given a ring by Brahmananda, I believe. A gold ring, and it said Hare Krishna on it. The thing is, it said Hare Krishna, famous ring. It would get several of them. Prabhupada would wear it for some time. That's called signet ring. So Srimati Radharani, she has one ring on her finger, a signet ring. And what does it say? Shyam. And Shyam's name is there. And then she has one locket around her neck. Like sometimes your great-grandmother or something had a locket in the old days, in the 1800s or something. In the West, old ladies, they would wear some necklace, silver necklace with a little a locket. They call cameo. And inside they have a picture of their, their Romeo or something in their cameo. They would have their lover inside. So Radharani also wears a necklace, a locket. And there's a picture inside. There's a beautiful painting. Of course, there's no photographs in those days. But there's a beautiful miniature painting, just like you can see, if you have a lot of money, you can hire B.G. Sharma to make a miniature painting for you. And he can make a miniature painting 1 inch by 1 inch of Radha and Krishna. Very beautiful, very detailed. You pay $10,000, $15,000, you can get. So Radharani, Chitrasakhi is her Ashtasakhi. She's an expert artist. Of course, Radharani is even better artist. So either she or Chitra painted a beautiful picture of Shyam. And she wears it around her neck as a locket. So this is some of the jewelry that she wears, the ornaments. Charming, full of sweet nectar, and decorated with a deep navel. In other words, sometimes in the West we see people, the navel goes out. It comes out. It's a very inauspicious type. Navel should go in. Radharani's navel is very deep and it's full of nectar. As it says, charming and full of sweet nectar. Her navel is actually decorated with a sweet nectar. Sri Radha's beautiful waist enchants the three worlds, and Radhika's sloping hips lead to her charmingly beautiful slender waist, bound by a creeper of three beautiful folds of skin and decorated with a sash of tinkling bells, kinkini mala, or her, and as beautiful as two exquisite plantain trees, it's like banana tree. Sri Radha's thighs enchant the mind of Cupid. Sri Radha's beautiful knees are two reservoirs filled with the nectar of various transcendental pastimes. Radha's beautiful feet are decorated with jeweled ankle bells, and her toes with toe rings, as beautiful as the treasure of Varuna. Radharani, of course, has qualities, very many beautiful qualities, 25 qualities of Radharani. It's not quantity that counts, it's quality. Just like chanting Hare Krishna, some people, they run around and say, "Oh, Prabhu, I'm chanting 64 rounds. Oh, really? So you have to advertise. You have to advertise and tell me how your glories. Why don't you chant the holy name and let the holy name chant purely, and let the holy name purely work within you, and you become transformed by the holy name, and automatically your glories will be announced. You don't have to chant, tell me your glories, how you're chanting 64 rounds or 128 rounds. Because if you're chanting purely 5 rounds or 1 round or 1 name, you'll become a transformed personality. You'll become a divine Krishna Bhakta, illuminated with beauty and knowledge and all saintly qualities. And that itself will be your advertisement. That itself will be the pronouncement of your glorious attainment. But rather you're saying, "Oh Prabhu, for Kartik Vrata I'm chanting so many rounds." But chant 1 round purely. It is quality that counts, not quantity. So when we talk about qualities, Radharani only has 25 qualities. Krishna has 64. But one of her qualities, her 25th quality, is the only one that counts. Her 25th quality is that she fully controls Krishna. She fully controls Krishna. Krishna is the Ishvara, but she's the Param Ishvari. She's known as Ishwari. The name for Radharani is Ishwari. She's the Parameshwari. Krishna controls the universe, he controls the planets, he controls the atoms, he controls everything. But who controls Krishna? Radharani. Just with the blink of her eyes, Krishna completely surrenders everything. So these are her qualities. She only has 25, but they're so outstanding and wonderful and so deep. Radharani is very sweet and most charming to look at. Radha is adolescent and always freshly youthful. Her eyes are doe-like and restless. Her face is smiling and ever blissful. She has auspicious, beautiful lines adorning her lotus hands and feet. She maddens Krishna with her fragrant bodily aroma. She's the most exceptional singer and veena player. Therefore, Krishna gave her the name Gandharvika. Gandharvika means that the Gandharvas are very expert in music and dance, but she's Gandharvika. She's worshipped by the Gandharvas because she's the best dancer, and the best singer, and the best musician. And Gandharvika also means Ganda. Ganda means fragrance. When Radharani is dressing in the morning, and the Mandris are dressing her, and she takes off her petticoat, and when that petticoat falls on the ground, then Bhumi becomes fragrant. Because the natural fragrance, as we heard, Radharani's body is naturally fragrant with a celestial divine aroma that cannot be found anywhere. And that aroma enters into her cloth. So when the mandris are changing Radharani, dressing her in the morning, in Barsana or Javit, and her petticoat falls on the ground, and when that petticoat touches the earth, it imparts flavor or gandha, smell, to the earth. And the earth takes on so many ability to give fragrance to so many flowers, rose flowers. So the origin of all beautiful fragrances is the beautiful body of Srimati Radharani. That's why when Prabhupada told us, when he said, when you see a flower, Prabhupada said it's Krishna's smile. Krishna's smiling. A beautiful flower is the smile of Krishna. Why is Krishna smiling? Because the fragrance of that flower is the fragrance of Radharani. Because the origin of all the fragrance of this world is Radharani. When her petticoat touches the earth, it fills the earth with the fragrance, which again comes back. So when we smell a flower offered to Krishna, we can imagine, we can try to imagine, how much beautiful the wonderful fragrant body of Gandharvika. So this name Gandharvika means this, Ganda. Her body imparts fragrance to the whole universe. Oh, Radharani's words are charming and pleasing. She's expert at telling jokes that delight Krishna. She's exceptionally humble. Radhika is the embodiment of mercy and compassion. And Radha's intelligence and wit surpass everyone. She's expert at performing all the various activities of love. Shyness is the shining gem in Radha's character. Laja, she's called Lajeshwari. Laja means shyness or bashfulness. And she is famous throughout the universe as Lajeshwari. She's the queen of bashfulness. She's very, very shy. Radharani is the beacon light of modesty and never swerves from the path of honesty. Radha is never perturbed by worldly sorrow or misery. She has unbounded gravity and sublimity. These qualities are mentioned in the Madhya Lila, chapter 23. The Bengali and Sanskrit is there, listing these qualities. And this is a translation that's given in Chaitanya Shikshamrita by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Radhika is ever fascinated to unite herself with Krishna. Radha possesses Mahabhav, the highest sentiment of love. Radharani is a reservoir of loving affairs in Gokul. Her transcendental glories are shining in all the worlds. Radha is most affectionate to her superiors. In fact, Mother Yashoda, she loves Radharani so much because Radharani comes every day to cook for Krishna. And when she comes there, when Yashoda sees Radharani, she thinks, "Oh, Radharani, you're so beautiful. You're my daughter." And in the palace of Nanda Baba in Nandagram, there is a separate room for Radharani. She has her own bedroom there, her own sitting room, for her to stay at any time, because during Janmashtami she stays overnight there in Nitya Lila. So when she comes there, Yashoda is so affectionate to her, because Radharani, she comes, she pays obeisances and touches Yashoda's feet, very humble way. And then when she stands up, then Yashoda embraces her and smells her head, and she says, "You're just like my daughter. You should just stay here. You're my daughter. I love you as much as I love Shyam, as Krishna. There's no difference between you and Krishna. You are my daughter. Just stay here." So Radharani is very affectionate to her superiors like Yashoda and Rohini, and her mother Kirtida, and her grandmother Mukara. But even Yashoda, she's affectionate to her, and the affection is returned. Radhika is submissive to the love of her senior girlfriends, and she's the chief among Krishna's gopi lovers. Radha always keeps Krishna under her control. Krishna submissively obeys Radha's command. Brajavilas Stav, by Das Goswami, I want to just tell the two pastimes of Radhika. Because we're glorifying the name and beauty and qualities and pastimes of Radharani. Of course, we're trying at any rate. So in verse 61 of Brajavilas Stav, ordered by Lord Brahma, who spoke from the sky, Purnamasi Devi crowned Srimati Radharani, the queen of the beautiful forest of Vrindavan, by jubilantly sprinkling the waters of the Manasaganga and other sacred rivers upon her head, in the company of Savitri and all the other demigoddesses of the universe. I pray that that sacred place known as Unmata Radhastali, the place where Radharani became overwhelmed with happiness, may sprinkle some transcendental happiness upon me. It's a very wonderful pastime. Because we hear the name Vrindavaneshwari, Radhe, Radhe, Vrindavaneshwari, Radhe, Radhe. We often hear this term, Vrindavaneshwari. Radharani, and we mentioned in the onset of the lecture that this is the kingdom of Radharani, the kingdom of Bhakti, Rajadham. And she is Vrindavanishwari, she is the queen of Vrindavan. But how did she become the queen? Where was she coronated? How was she coronated? Who coronated her? Who installed her on the throne? Because Nanda Maharaj, he is the king of Braj. He's Brajaraj. He's a Brajaraj. He's a king. And so the king's son also becomes the king. The prince becomes the king. So Krishna must also be the king. But Krishna is not the king. Radharani is the king. So this pastime is mentioned here by Das Goswami in Brajavilastav. And it's more further told in Madhav Mahotsav by Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami tells a very nice pastime. Where did this pastime take place? Here in Braj, near Chatta, between Chatta and Barsana. There's a village called Umrai. Umrai or Umrao? The old name is Umrao. You can see in this Bhakti Ratnakar. And the pastime is also discussed in Bhakti Ratnakar by Narahari Chakravarti Thakur. But very much detail is told. So what happened is, Krishna, of course, was being honored as the prince or the king of Braj, but he wanted to make an arrangement so Radharani would be, from that day forward, be honored and coronated as the queen. So he told Brindadevi to make arrangements for this coronation. So then Brindadevi became an Akashvani. Akashvani means a voice in the sky. So Brindadevi assumed this Akashvani, and she spoke to Purnamasi. Purnamasi is, but she's Yogamaya. So then Purnamasi, she heard from the sky, you should coronate Radharani as the queen of Vrindavan. You should have a great celebration and coronate her. So then Purnamasi, she made the announcement to all the Brijvasis, oh, we have to have a coronation. We have to make Radharani the queen of Vrindavan. So Purnamasi is the guru of everyone in Braj. She's a very elderly lady, saintly lady. She's the mother of Sandipani Muni. Sandipani Muni's mother, who is the guru of Krishna. So she is the guru for all the Brijvasis. And so whatever she says, they immediately do. She says, oh, there's a jagya over here at Govindakund. Aguri Muni's doing a jagya. You should tell all the gopikas, if they gather all their yogurt and all their ghee and they go there, they will be blessed with many sons and great wealth. So as soon as Purnamasi says that, all the mothers tell the gopis and they collect all their yogurt and they go through Dangati and then Krishna steals the yogurt and the whole pastime takes place. Because she arranges all these beautiful pastimes. Because she commands full respect and full control over all the Brijvasis. So she says, listen everyone, we have to make Radharani the queen. And then all of Vrindavan burst with excitement and enthusiasm. Everyone was so happy. All the birds were singing. Everyone was singing and playing musical instruments. Oh, today we're going to coronate Radharani. So she organized in this place Umrao. Because the word Umrao in Bengali means monarch or means prince. It means regal, or this word Umrao or Umre. Like Rai, we say Rai. Ramananda Rai means king or a monarch. So she organized, and all the Brijvasis went there with so much Panchamrit and Panchagavya and everything. And then the announcement spread throughout the universe. And Savitri came there, Arundhati came there, Mother Sachi came there, and Parvati, all the demigoddesses came there. Everyone came there to bathe Radharani, to coronate her. Because today, of course, we're having Abhishek of Radharani for her appearance day, but there was also an Abhishek when she was coronated the queen in this village. So she was coronated, everyone bathed her, Krishna came there and bathed her, everyone came and bathed, and she was pronounced and made the queen of Vrindavan. So she was given a name. In fact, Krishna came, he came when it was time to give the name, he came and said, henceforward everyone should know that Radharani is a Vrindavanishwari. And then everybody in Vrindavan started chanting, Jai Vrindavanishwari ki Jai, Jai Vrindavanishwari ki Jai, Vrindavanishwari ki Jai. And then, now that she's the queen of Vrindavan, then everyone had to do services. So she appointed one prime minister. Lalita Sakhi was made the prime minister. She was the monarch. Radharani's the monarch, or not the monarch, but the empress. The empress, she's the queen. And so she appointed Lalita Sakhi, the prime minister. So then all the Sakhis, they asked Lalita, they said, oh, we want to do services. So that all the intimate services, all the minister posts were given to all the Sakhis. You know, minister of finance, minister of water, and so many posts were given by the prime minister Lalita Sakhi to all the other Sakhis. So then Krishna came, Shyam came. He said, well, I want to do service. And Lalita Sakhi said, oh, forget it. All the minister posts have been appointed. We have already appointed all the ministers. And there's nothing left for you to do. All the posts are covered and there's no more appointments being given. He said, no. Listen, Sakhi. I want to be Radharani's constable. I want to be the constable. Constable means like policeman, like what do you call? SP or something? Superintendent of police, what do they call? What do they call SP? Superintendent of police? You know, those initials are their SP. I want to be the SP for Vrindavan. Superintendent of police. I have all these initials in India, the DP, the DL, the MY. So he said, Lalita Sakhi said, well, you have to file your application, my dear sir. You submit your application, here's the form. So then Krishna filed an application. He wrote out the application. He wrote his bio data, his credentials. Well, I'm so tall and I'm so strong and I was educated and so on. So he made his application. In the application, he wrote so many beautiful verses glorifying Radhika. All glories to Vrindavaneshwari. She is the ruling queen. She is so beautiful. Everyone serves her. Everyone submits to her. He wrote all these verses of submission. Very submissive verses he wrote. And he filed his application. So then Lalita Sakhi, she's the prime minister in charge of all appointments. So she took it. She said, we'll notify you. Don't bother us. We'll notify you if you get the appointment. So then in part of his application, he said, please give me this job of constable, of the SP of Vrindavan. And I promise, if you give me this job, that my duty will be to go around to every kunj in Vrindavan. I'll go from kunj to kunj to kunj. And I'll announce Radharani's glories. I'll let everyone know. I'll say, Jai Vrindavaneshwari ki Jai, Jai Vrindavaneshwari ki Jai, Jai Vrindavaneshwari ki Jai. So to this day, Shyamasundar is going from kunj to kunj to kunj in Vrindavan, simply chanting, Vrindavaneshwari ki Jai, Vrindavaneshwari ki Jai. And then Krishna said in his application, that is the one service I'll do. And secondly, because I'm constable, I'm the SP, if any thieves come into Vrindavan, now listen to this, because we wonder where that constable is today. He said, I will make sure if any thieves come into Vrindavan, I will punish them straight away. Because I'm the SP. I will punish them severely if any thieves come into Vrindavan. This is my guarantee, this is my application for service. So Lita Sakhi, she read that to Radharani. Radharani's reading, Krishna's saying, I'm your servant. I want to be your constable. You're the greatest. Everyone serves you. Please give me some humble service. All these prayers of submission, total submission. Radharani's saying, big smile. She's smiling, her pure smile of pure love for Krishna. And she's, yes. So then she hands to the Lalita Sakhi, all right, give him the job. So then Krishna's a constable. He gets the appointment to serve in the ministry as the SP for Radharani in Vrindavan. So then Krishna wants to arrange some pastime. So then he takes his flute and he hides his flute in Lalita Sakhi's braid. In her braid, unknown to her, because Krishna's the best magician. If some magician can pull something out of his sleeve, like, you know, some gold out of his ear or something, then certainly Krishna's a better magician than any, you know, of those kind of persons. So he hid his flute in Lalita Sakhi's braid. So then he went to Radharani. He said, Radharani, there's a thief. Or no, yeah, he said, someone has stolen my flute. And I don't know who it is. Lita Sakhi says, what? In my kingdom, you're the constable? And then Krishna says, I searched everywhere. I can't find it. I don't know. I've looked in the kingdom for my flute. I can't, you know, I'm the constable. I mean, it's embarrassing. It's very embarrassing to me. I'm the SP and somebody stole my flute. It's like you break into the policeman, you know, if the dacoit steals from the policeman's house, it looks bad. So he's saying, you know, I asked everyone, I'm thinking that maybe it's with the ministers. Some of the ministers have done this theft. But you know, I can't. I'm the only SP. I can't approach the ministers. You know, the ministers do some theft, and only you can deal with that. So Krishna is saying to Radharani, I think it's one of your ministers that must have. Who am I? Who am I to accuse them? I can't say anything. But I can't find the flute. And Radharani said, this is deplorable. Theft in my kingdom? No, you're my constable. You're saying that you searched everywhere. No one has it. I'm sure none of my ministers have it. And Lalita Sakhi said, she says, what is this? We must conduct an investigation right now. Alright, Sakhis, all you Sakhi ministers assemble right here. Open your veils. Because they have their veils covering their hair. So all the Sakhis open their veils and they turn like this. And no, they don't see any flute in their veils. No flutes anywhere. Any flutes anywhere. So then she says, look, all the ministers are clean. We've done the investigation, the CID investigation, Supreme Court, all the ministers are clean. So Radharani says, so Krishna, what to do? So Lita Sakhi's looking at Krishna, so see, all the ministers are clean. You see, Krishna, you, what is this flute? And she goes like that. Oh, and then before she says that, Vishakha Sakhi, she says, anyway, it's good that this flute is lost. She said to Radharani, she said as an aside, of course, today is also a very auspicious day. Because today is also the appearance day of Srimati Vishakha Sakhi. Vishakha appears in the same time, the same place, practically in the same day as Srimati Radharani. This is also the appearance day of Vishakha. Vishakha Sakhi ki jai. That's why she's Vishakha. Vishakha means no difference, no branch, no difference from Radharani. Same mood, same complexion, looks practically the same. There's no branch, there's no difference. She appears in the same day, in the same time, in the same brudge, just that her village is very nearby. This is her day also. We maybe never even knew. But we have everything, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. But when is Krishna more pleased? When you glorify him or glorify his devotee? So if you glorify Vishakha, how much pleased Radharani must be? If you buy some garland for Vishakha or some gift for Vishakha or sing prayers to Vishakha, how much happier Radharani must be? Because we want to please Radharani every day, especially today. So Vishakha says to Radharani, oh Radharani, it's good. Good riddance. Good riddance. That flute is gone. Someone stole it. I hope we don't find it. Because now the housewives of Braja can get some rest. Now we can finally get a decent night's sleep. Because that little thing won't be going, woo! That little Murli won't be sounding and driving us mad with passion to raise Krishna and throwing us out of our beds and throwing us into the woods in the middle of the night. Now we can get one night's rest because the flute is gone. And Radharani, she was amazed. She looked at her minister because Vishakha was also one of her ministers, maybe minister of defense or something. She looked at Vishakha and said, what? How can you say that? In my kingdom's theft? We can't tolerate this. And then they did the investigation. So when Lita Sakhi, she was looking at Krishna with her fingers, ah, see, we don't have, it's not the ministers, you didn't search thoroughly. She's going like this, shaking her head, laughing at Krishna. Then what happened? Boing. The flute fell out of her braid. Then Krishna said, ah, look, the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister himself, or herself, she's stolen the flute. And all the Sakhis are trying to keep, all the ministers are trying to keep from laughing at the Prime Minister. Because Vishakha Sakhi, you know, this is Madhav Mahotsav. So this pastime is glorified here in Braja Stav. Then there's another pastime in Bandiravan. It's also, there's more to that pastime, it's a whole book. Madhav Mahotsav. There's so many nice parts of the pastime. Anyway, there's another pastime. In the forest of Bandiravan, my beautiful queen, proud Sri Radha, started a wrestling competition among her closest friends. When she eagerly wrestled with Lord Krishna, she brought great happiness to the god of love. Let me worship that forest of Bandiravan. Bandiravan is across the Jamuna. And Bandiravan is where Pralambasura was vanquished by Balaram. And it's where Krishna, he used his flute to dig a well. Venukup is there. And he gave water to Subal and Sridham. And it's a very wonderful place. There's a Bandira tree, a huge banyan tree there, where Brahma Vaivarta explains that in one pastime, Krishna married Radharani there. So to satisfy those people that want to see Radha and Krishna in Swakiya Bhav. So that pastime is there to keep their minds cool. The pastime of Krishna marrying Radharani. There's a beautiful deity there of Bandiravan Bihari. I forget the name of the deity. But Krishna is standing there, the deity of Krishna is standing facing Radharani, applying sindur to her to the part in her hair, to her sinti, to her part, her hair part, just as a husband will apply this red kunkum or sindur to the part in his wife's hair to indicate that she's a chaste married lady. So there's a deity like that also in Bandiravan, and many nice cowherd pastimes there. So once Krishna went there by himself, and he played his flute, ever so beautifully and sweetly, sweet, very sweet melody. And Radharani came there, and with her sakis, and they were joking with Krishna. Krishna, isn't this the place, Bandiravan, where you have wrestling matches with your sakas, and you're very, very proud, you always prance around, just like the other day you came to see us, when we met at Radhakund, and you were telling us, I defeated Subal, he's called Subal, which means he's very strong, but he's not Subal, he's Abal.
He's Abal. He's not Subal. He's Abal. I defeated him so many times in wrestling. And not only that, but your brother Sridham, I've soundly defeated him so many times. Everyone knows I'm the best wrestler. So when Krishna was saying like that in Radhakund, the Sakis were saying, you're so proud. You're such a proud person. And we know very clearly from Purnamasi that you were defeated so many times in wrestling. So then later in Bandiravan, when Krishna called the Sakis there, they said, isn't this one of the places where you have so many wrestling pastimes with your Sakas? And he said, yes. So we want to see those we want to see that pastime. And then Krishna said, all right, well, who's the strongest amongst you? So then he said, well, Radharani. So I said, all right, I challenge her. So then the Sakis, they dressed Radharani up as in a wrestling outfit, special wrestling outfit, which I guess is a lot different than a like long dress she wears in the Arana and everything. Some kind of wrestling outfit. Some kind of short, I guess, loose or tightly fitting outfit so she could wrestle. And then they commenced a wrestling match, Radha and Krishna in Bandiravan. And that's what's mentioned here by Das Goswami in Brajavilastava. He wants to see that pastime and remember that pastime. So they're wrestling and wrestling for a long time. Sometimes Krishna would be on top, sometimes Radharani on top and rolling on the ground of Braj. But no one could win. It was a stalemate. So then Lalita Sakhi said, look, Krishna, you're never going to win. And there's so many other pastimes that have to go on. So in this particular pastime, it was just a stalemate. No one won. So like this, there's so many beautiful pastimes in Vrindavan. And Prabhupada wanted us to come here and worship Radha and Krishna. And he explains in some nice quotations, what does it mean to worship Radha and Krishna? In Prabhupada's own words, we can just close with some description of that. He says, Prabhupada says, we should be more interested in worshipping Radharani than Krishna. This is in Vrindavan in 1975. In Vrindavan, we find that devotees chant Radharani's name more than they chant Krishna's name. Wherever we go in India, we will find devotees chanting Radhe Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Shri Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Shri Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Shri Radhe. We should be more interested in worshipping Radharani. For however fallen we may be, if somehow or other we can please Radharani, we can very easily understand Krishna. If we try to understand Krishna by the speculative process, we'll have to spend many lifetimes. In other words, speculative means with our mind. With your mind, if you try to understand Krishna, Krishna is a Achintya Shakti. How can you understand a Achintya Shakti? Vishnu says you're trying to understand Krishna with your mind is the same as trying to put an elephant on a saucer. Trying to accommodate an elephant on a small tali. Your mind is like a tali. Our minds are like talis. An elephant, you can't. It's impossible to accommodate. So you can't. With your speculation, with your mind, how can you understand Krishna? You can't. Forget it. So, take shelter of Radharani. We will have to spend many lifetimes. But if we take to devotional service and just try to please Radharani, then Krishna can very easily be realized. Radharani is such a great devotee that she can deliver Krishna. This is Radharani. This is from Bhagavad Gita in 73 in London, in Radhastami lecture. On Radhastami, Prabhupada gave a class from Bhagavad Gita and talked about Radharani. If someone approaches Srimati Radharani and begs for her mercy, she will say, Krishna, oh Krishna, here is a devotee. He's better than me. That's what she'll say. This is Radharani. I may not be a devotee. I may be a most fallen rascal. But if I try to reach Krishna through Radharani, then my business will be successful. Therefore, we should worship Radharani first. Hare. This is our business. Instead of offering one flower to Krishna, you just put that flower in the hands of Radharani and you say, my mother, Radharani, oh Jagan Mata, that if you kindly take this flower and offer it to Krishna. Oh, Radharani says, oh, you have brought a flower? You see in Vrindavan, the temples established by the Goswamis, there's a mixture, there's two lines of service going on there. One is called the Archan Marg, and the other is called Bhav Marg. Bhav Marg means the path of love, path of attachment, the path of feeling. So oftentimes in the path of Archan Marg, there's rules and regulations and yama niyam, but no feeling. Although feeling must be there, or else Prabhupada said it becomes idol worship. He said, when we're doing puja, if there's no feeling, then it's idol worship. It is Galograha. So in the Vrindavan temples, there is this Bhav Marg and there is this Archan Marg. So when they offer garlands to Krishna, they don't just say, idam pushpam klim Krishnaya namaha, idam pushpam malyam klim, and all these kind of mantras and tantras. They throw some water on it, some Jamuna water on the garland. Then they take the garland that they want to offer to Krishna. And they take that garland and they touch it to Radharani's hand. They touch it to Radharani's hand and then they put it around Krishna's neck. Because Krishna doesn't really care so much for the rose garland, but he cares unlimitedly for the fragrance of Radharani's lotus hand. You go to Delhi and buy lotus flowers and you offer them to Krishna. That's very nice. Very nice expression of trouble and care. But Krishna doesn't care about the fragrance of lotus flower. He cares about the fragrance of Radharani's lotus hand. So when you touch the garland to Radharani's lotus hand, it picks up the beautiful fragrance of her body, Gandharvika. And that garland is offered to her. So this is called Bhav Marg. So this is how they offer garlands. Krishna says, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhakti Prachati. So we touch it to Radharani's hand, and then we offer to Krishna. Now how do you offer the garland to Radharani? Well, you take Krishna's garland off and put it on Radharani, that's one way. Krishna Prasad. Or if you have a garland, you take it and you touch the Krishna's feet. Because Radharani worships the dust of Krishna's feet. She takes those feet and holds them on her breasts. And she worships those feet. So you take your garland and you touch the Krishna's feet and then you offer it to Radharani. This is Bhav Marg. So Prabhupada is telling us here something about Bhav Marg. You take the flower and you say, oh Radharani, and you put the flower in Radharani's hand. That's why we, Sri Guru, our Guru, our spiritual master is a representative of Radharani. We put everything in his hand. Brahmachari goes out, Brahmacharini, whatever, goes out and collects 1,000,000 rupees in a day. In a night they put it in the hand of Guru. Here, Guru Dev, here's the dakshin, here's my collection. Putting in the hand of Guru means putting in the hand of Radharani. Guru's hand is Radharani's hand. Radharani's hand in front of us is Guru's hand. We put our heart in Guru's hand. We put our life in Guru's hand. That is Guru Bhakti. Guru Bhakti becomes Radha Bhakti. Radha Bhakti becomes Krishna Bhakti. If there's no Guru Bhakti, there's no Radha Bhakti. So Prabhupada is explaining this very nice way that we worship Krishna by worshiping. Don't offer Krishna directly. Just offer to Radharani. It will be very much appreciated by Radharani. So this is our philosophy, to preach Krishna to Radharani. And today is the auspicious day of Radhastami. So we should offer Pushpanjali and pray to Radharani. Here's the prayer of Prabhupada. This is Prabhupada's prayer that he gave on Radhastami. Oh Radharani, please be merciful to me and tell about me to your Krishna. Oh Radharani, please be merciful unto me and tell about me. Tell about me to your Krishna. Krishna say tomorrow. Krishna say tomorrow. Krishna is yours, not mine. I want him to be mine, and I want you to be mine, and I want to be yours. But first I have to become Vaishnav Kukur Tamar. Ami Vaishnav Kukur. First let me become the Kukur. Ami Kukur. Let me become the Kukur, the dog of the Vaishnava. Then I can become the servant of Radharani. He said, Krishna is yours. Krishna is not independent. Krishna is Radharani's property. So you have to approach Krishna through Radharani. Worship Radharani very nicely and be happy. And another place Prabhupada says that the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they like to see, in one purport which is in this Vrindavan book, Prabhupada said the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, that's us, they like to see that Krishna is a doll dancing in the hands of Radha. Is dancing. Krishna is dancing in the hands of Radharani. This is what the Gaudiya Vaishnavas like to see. That Krishna himself is dancing for Radharani. And he's serving Radharani. So final point, Prabhupada says that Radharani is the internal potency of Krishna. Radharani eternally intensifies the pleasure of Krishna. Radharani eternally intensifies the pleasure of Krishna. The name Radha suggests and it means that she is eternally the topmost mistress of the comforts of Krishna. She is the medium for transmitting the living entity's service to Sri Krishna. That's why it's explained that Radharani, the halo of Radharani, the aura of Radharani, the energy of Radharani is Shraddha, faith. So if there's no faith, how can there be service? So it's explained that she is the medium. So faith, when one has faith, one is under the shelter of Radharani. Faith in Krishna means he's under the Ladini Shakti, Daivi Shakti. And in the Bhagavad Gita it says, Daivi Esha, what is it, that verse? Daivi Mahatmanas Timam Partha, Daivam Prakritam Ashritam. To take shelter of Daivi Prakriti means to take shelter of Radharani. To take shelter of Radharani, it means to have faith. To have faith means to be in the aura of Radharani, to be under the protective aura or halo of Radharani. And then she will take that faith and turn it into prema. She will take that service and purify it and carry it to Krishna. She is the medium for transmitting our service to Krishna. Devotees in Vrindavan, therefore, Prabhupada is saying, devotees in Vrindavan, therefore, that means everyone, every devotee is supposed to be a Braja Bhakta. But we can also take it literally and say, yes, we're in Vrindavan, we're trying to be in Vrindavan, get through the outer covering. Devotees in Vrindavan, therefore, they seek the mercy of Radharani. They seek the mercy of Radharani in order to be recognized as eternal servitors of Sri Krishna. So we must seek the mercy. So as I mentioned in the beginning, Prabhupada said, coming to Vrindavan means to take shelter of Srimati Radharani. So we must beg for the mercy of Radharani, we must seek the mercy of Radharani, and we must receive the mercy of Radharani. This is her kingdom. This is the gift of Vrindavan. Coming to Vrindavan means that you receive the mercy of Srimati Radharani. You may realize it and experience it, or you may not immediately realize it. But definitely, this is the purpose of coming to Vrindavan. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Shalom. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.